From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Miami-Dade County intends to involuntarily institutionalize homeless individuals starting Friday if they refuse to move off the streets. WLRN's Wilson Sarah explains.
Volunteer outreach teams through the Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust began placing individuals in shelters Tuesday morning and will continue those efforts through Thursday. For people who refuse help, the Homeless Trust hopes to involuntarily institutionalize them through the use of the Baker Act. Ron Book is chair of the Homeless Trust and says Hurricane Irma is dangerous.
I am not going to be a party to individuals, in effect, signing a suicide note in our community. And we consider them important, and we are not going to sit by and allow them to harm themselves by not getting out of harm's way.
As of Wednesday afternoon, the Homeless Trust placed 146 individuals in shelters from the mainland and 18 from Miami Beach. As of last count, there were 1,100 people living on the streets in Miami-Dade County. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.
Chuck Caracosa is a meteorologist from the National Weather Service in Miami. He says in South Florida, we should start feeling the punch of Irma by the start of the weekend.
Like late Friday night, during the overnight hours of Friday night right now, as far as tropical storm force winds are concerned, at this time.
And Caracosa says it's more and more likely we may get a direct hit or close to it.
The threat of direct impact continues to increase. It is a very strong and powerful hurricane. So that's what we want to continue to prepare for here.
Now, just a reminder that you can listen to WLRN without a radio and still stay up to date with Irma. Both the WLRN app and the Florida Storms app are available for free for your smartphone. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez. We now return to our scheduled program in progress.